Well, hello there. Seems like you've taken the time to read what's on the tin. Make sure that you like all those tags. So we can get started on something a little bit more fun, a little bit more delicious. Yeah. Good. Now, get cozy, get comfortable, and if there's anything you needed to attend to before listening, make sure it's all squared away. That way I can have your full attention for the next little while, and we get to both enjoy and indulge in this all the more. After all, that's the goal, isn't it? To get pulled in and fall so easily. Yeah, I know. That's a concept that can be nice. And I absolutely think you'll be a total pushover when I'm through with you. Just the thought of it, honestly. The idea of just letting go of those thoughts. Those concepts, letting the story take over, letting the words take over. That's the nice thing. It's a break, a respite. You don't need to do anything in particular for a little bit. And in doing so, you welcome in my words. And even if you have the occasional stray thought or idea or need to shift your body and move, it's not going to detract from what you're doing. It's just going to be a momentary pulse of a different rhythm. But the rhythm that you're going to be drawn to, the rhythm that's going to pull you in, at the end of the day is going to be me right now, since you want to listen and follow and fall. Since what you're looking to do is be in tune with what I have to say, isn't that right? Yes, it truly is. Feels good, doesn't it, to realize that you're in rhythm with what I'm saying. To think about each syllable, each statement, and how that rhythm builds a tune, how that rhythm builds inside of you, how as it flows and ebbs and goes, as that intensity grows, it has a way to pull and guide. The woven thread of the story begins with those first simple spoken words. An ancient storyteller, a modern day orator, it doesn't matter who is your narrator, but what I do know is that rhythm grabs, that flow of words pulls, and then I have your mind in my hand, and all I ask you do is don't focus on anything else right now. You don't need to when there's something so delicious flowing across your ears and mind. Let go of it. You're taking that break. You're taking that moment away from it. And in doing so, making the story all the more real. Just drifting, feeling all that sensation growing distant. Maybe start somewhere at your extremities. Just forgetting where they are in space for a moment, knowing they're still there, of course, but not needing to know exactly where. You're not going anywhere right now. You're not going anywhere right now other than where I want you to. Let that nice obfuscation pass inward, that scan from there to here and here to there. Just pulling away experience, pulling away sensation, losing track of everything until you're just floating, till you're just resting upon my words like the waves of an ocean, like the flow of a current. Like the sway of the wind. Good. That's exactly it. See, it wasn't that hard to fall for me. To just let go. You've already gotten so good at it. And every single time you do it, it gets easier, doesn't it? It really does. Practice is a wonderful thing for making one so very open to possibilities, susceptible to suggestion, open to what I have to say. Good. Just imagining now, if you will for me, the feeling of something soft beneath you, something slick and smooth, feeling it like a bed almost underneath you, feeling tender fingers, slick and smooth as well, gently stroking up and down your arm. It might start with a single fingertip, and then grow to a few more. And as it does, it draws your whole attention into that moment. imagining what it might feel like to have latex-coated fingertips stroking on your arm, pulling you back into waking, with no exact certainty needed other than you know that this is an interesting space, one dominated by the oranges of honey, the wax-like structures around you, taking on an almost otherworldly appearance, a mixture of, well, building and biology. A room that is coated in honey and wax. A beautiful bee girl staring down at you, clad in a smooth latex outfit with yellow accents and stripes on some parts, black, shiny material encasing her bountiful breasts and thick thighs, cute little antennae sticking up out of her head, and the wings folded onto her back. She looks utterly wrapped up with you, staring straight down into your eyes. Oh, good. I'm glad you're finally awake. I was beginning to worry. But I'm sure now that you're up, we can get you all recovered. You're confused. You don't really know how you got here, and you can tell you're definitely not a bee like her. Sure, you're naked as the day you were born, but clearly, you don't have any of the same features that she does. So you shouldn't be here, you think to yourself, confused. Oh, I know you're a little confused, and that's perfectly normal, you know? It really is, isn't it? Aw, poor thing. Don't worry, though. I'll get you some royal jelly, and in no time we'll get you all sorted out and feeling better. This stuff fixes up everybody, and it's delicious. She says, reaching back over her shoulder to grab a container filled with a milky, honey-like substance. It smells delicious, and you feel too weak to truly protest other than to squirm up a little bit to try and pull yourself up onto your elbows in this kind of bed. To look at it and to be drawn to it as she ladles out a little on a fingertip, lifting it up to let you smell, to let you take in that floral intensity, that sweetness. It seems to almost melt into your brain a little bit, as though the very smooth, dripping honey, the jelly that she's holding, was melting away at your mind with its wonderful soporific scents. Here, take a lick. I'm sure it'll help clear your head. I know it did for all of us. You're still uncertain, wavering, but then she thrusts her finger forward, pressing it against your lips and past, and you find yourself instinctually sucking on her digit, licking that royal jelly off, and as you do, it ignites a bloom of pleasure inside your mind. That delightful sweetness. A recollection of every delicious sweet treat you've ever tried. Oh, so wonderful, isn't it? Practically frying your neurons for a moment. Hard to think when you're tasting something so utterly delicious and decadent. And before you do manage anything more, she's already feeding you some more of it. Your thoughts barely having time to recover before the next pulse of overwhelming delight. Barely able to keep track of your surroundings, your head becoming light and airy, your thoughts becoming muddled, feeling your body waking up, for sure, but maybe not in the way you were planning. An awareness of an urge, a burning desire, slowly starting those first cinders. Truly taking in how delightfully beautiful this bee girl is. As she moves so fluidly, feeding you, sucking on her finger and looking into her eyes, noticing that your thoughts seem to slow, but that desire only seems to grow. Feels so good, so tasty. The longer it goes on, the less you worry, the less you need to do anything else, the less you need to think. You can just sink into that pleasure, licking up and lapping at it, sucking diligently on her fingers, bobbing your head, becoming more and more eager, looking into her eyes as your own glaze over with honey. Well, at least the effects of the honey inside. It feels so good. But you find yourself soon rising to your knees, bringing yourself closer, wanting to touch the smooth suit that she wears, to feel the warm flesh beneath, to grind against her. And as you do, you can see her eyes begin to light up with a smile. Oh, see, I told you this would help. I knew that you just needed a little something to eat and you'd be all better. Mm-hmm. Exactly. I think you're ready for the next part. And as she says that, she reaches down to the catsuit she's wearing and unzips it. And you notice that she's, well, packing something quite delectable. At least that's what the honey tells you. Lovely. Ovipositor. Just freed momentarily now from the latex. And yet, even though it's something you may never have seen before, it's suddenly quite an enticing opportunity. Before you get to really contemplate it, she gives you another mouthful of the honey and then pulls you in for a kiss, sharing in the taste with you, feeling her soft lips against yours. As she pulls you against her body, you feel that girl cock pressing up against you. You feel yourself growing weak in the knees, held up by the strength of the B-girl. She begins to kiss gently and sloppily, letting honey slide down your lips and cheek, feeling her hands gripping and holding, squeezing and running through and around, touching each kiss. Another delight, each kiss, sending your mind tumbling a little further. Each kiss making it harder to think. Each kiss making all of those thoughts sink to the bottom as the honey's sweet arousal climbs up and up, feeling that smooth latex suit, slick like silk and yet synthetic and so unusual against your own bare skin. And those kisses now descending as she kisses down your neck, leaving a faint trail of that honey that seems to only make you more aroused. It's hardly even sticky compared to what you've experienced in the past. It's more pearlescent, smooth than what you're used to, almost waxy, and each kiss sending that electric delight down your neck, and then down the other side, your thoughts practically melting away into the honeyed pleasure. The sweetness just flowing through you. And before you know it, she's spinning you on the bed, gently turning you to your hands and knees, flipping you up to bear yourself to her. And you can't help but thrust backwards without even knowing what she plans, to grind your hips and ass into her crotch, hoping that she'll take you, hoping that she'll use you. Praying that she'll breed you and fill you up with her eggs. And that gift is granted as her hands grip you gently, squeezing right at the hips and guiding herself up to tease across you, feeling that ovipositor brush by, feeling its slick, lubed up tip find purchase as she guides it in with a free hand to just tease you. To begin to slowly get you ready to take the full length of it. Just giving you a small amount, a little taste of that sweet delight. Your mind foggy and heady, even as she teases and touches and carefully glides things across. Eventually, beginning to push in further, beginning to broach just a little bit, beginning to fill you up bit by bit. Feeling yourself grind back, wanting to thrust further and being stopped by her careful maneuvering as she gently begins to use you, gently begins to fuck you, gently begins to push her girl cock deeper and deeper. And with each motion, you lose yourself a little more to the pleasure, that honey building to an intense fire now inside, an arousal that truly takes thoughts out. And leaves only it behind. The honey melted across your mind, the honey dripping through everything and leaving sweet, soporific, sensual bliss. Good. That's it. You hear her whisper from behind, finally letting you have a little bit more of that shaft, a little bit more of that girl cock. It feels good to thrust back into her, to feel her hips against you, to know that she's burying that ovipositor deeper and deeper in you. And eventually she's going to leave something behind, something delightful and corrupting, something wonderfully, wonderfully powerful. And each thrust grows stronger and stronger and faster, feeling yourself being pulled, feeling yourself thrusting, the two of you working up a storm. Feeling the faint beating of her wings as she uses them to stabilize herself, allowing her to maintain such a good fucking rhythm. Feeling her push deeper and deeper until she's finally fucking hilting in you. That feels good, doesn't it, to get hilted? To have her push her groin right up against you, to feel that full length deep inside. And it certainly does have a way of whiting out the mind as that honey seems to just continue flowing until it's filled up every nerve ending in your body with arousal and pleasure, until all you can do is fuck and rut and be bred like the good little bee you're becoming. Some part of you knows there's something more, something delicious happening. You can feel it from the taste of the honey. What it's begun to do to you, what this wonderful transformation is becoming, feeling that lovely thrust to and fro deeper into you, more and more pushing in and out, feeling her begin to pull you in tighter every time, feeling that pleasure grow as she builds up and up and up. To some sort of peak that you can't exactly name, the realization hitting that she's about to leave something delicious, eggs. Well, in this case, not like anything you've ever experienced, a corrupting force, a delightful, wonderful thing. And as she pulls you back tight yet again, you feel her begin to lay that first egg, leaving it deep inside of you, feeling that slickness flow down as lube practically pours out of her ovipositor. Feeling yourself getting fuller as each egg begins to slowly push its way into you, making you feel so full. Feeling like you're practically overflowing as lube pours and drips out. Feeling yet another egg sliding into you. And it repeats again with each thrust of those hips, with each grinding against each other. With each moment more that it continues, you're more and more full. Feeling yourself practically bursting at this point. She wasn't kidding when she said she was going to breed you. You can feel yet another egg sliding into place until you feel the final one. As she begins to pull out, you collapse forward from the exhaustion of the experience, feeling that melty warmth from the eggs inside of you mixing with the pleasure of the honey. Your thoughts practically melting, as though something else was coming to roost. Even now, as you fall onto the bed and roll over onto your back, her grin looks so satisfied, she gently climbs on top of you to look down into your eyes. You feel yourself getting heady, lightheaded, something's shifting. She feeds you more royal jelly, and as you lay there in the semi-orgasmic bliss, you feel yourself begin to shift and change. Something has been let loose. Something is beginning to take over. The eggs seem to almost feel like they're becoming a part of you. That fullness is still there. You feel your hips begin to grow wider, a gentle pressure pushing on them, a tightness, your thighs filling as she continues to feed you that delicious, wonderful, sweet honey that just melts through your mind. And with each taste of it, you feel your hips get thicker. You feel bountiful breasts beginning to take form on your chest. Everything filling out, your waist pinching in, your proportions becoming completely ludicrous. Even as she whispers, "You're going to be such a good queen," into your ear, your thoughts becoming harder and harder to hold on to as the sticky honey that cloys at your mind makes it so difficult for you to think. You just giggle and smile, nodding vigorously even as your lips become more and more plump, even as your chest fills out. And you feel antennae begin to bud on your forehead, wings carefully unfolding behind you, beginning to splay out. It feels so good, even as your ass gets thicker and bigger, even as your proportions become downright cartoonish. You can't help but feel the bliss and pleasure of it as she touches and teases, her hands sliding over your new body, and your mouth filled with the pleasure of that royal jelly. Your mind simple and sticky and full of horny pleasure, wanting to be fucked again already. You can feel that desire there burning, burning inside of you, an urge to get pounded, an urge to get filled with more eggs. That honey just sticking up all those big thoughts, just simple ideas like sex and tasty food and kissing hot bean girls. That's all you can be right now. A simple-minded queen, ready to be taken care of by her hive, ready to be pampered by all of them and fucked relentlessly. Even as she begins to help you dress, sliding into a lovely, rubbery catsuit, one specifically cut for your ludicrous proportions, with a corset and stockings on the outside to really emphasize those juicy, plump thighs and delightful curves, your breasts overflowing out of the top of the corset, the only thing keeping them any semblance of, well, clothed is the catsuit ensconcing your breasts. Even as she helps seal you up into the suit, you can't help but grind a little against the rubber, feeling it rub against you, glad as soon as you realize there's a zip to open you up all the way around and give easy access, already beginning to paw at and touch yourself as the arousal only burns more. Wanting another taste, and she gives you plenty, kissing you again, letting honey flow into you, even as you feel her seal the suit up and click a little collar shut at the top of it, locking you in. You're making such a wonderful contribution to our hive. We really have needed a queen for a while, and you were such a good candidate. You can only nod and giggle, happy to kiss, happy to help, knowing that you are an essential part of this. Not really understanding more than that, not needing to, because all the important things are here. Sex, and yummy things, and yummy girls, and lots of eggs to get filled up with. And it really does make you squirm and grind those plush thighs together, feeling the jiggle of your large breasts, the tight grip of the catsuit, and the sweet, soporific pleasure of the honey melting your mind, even as she helps you to your feet to walk out from the chamber and meet the rest of the hive, seeing a swarm of bee girls waiting, their little wings beating excitedly to meet you, all of them with a hunger in their eyes that can't help but be arousal at the sight of their new queen. And I'm sure it makes you giggle and smile just thinking about how good it's going to be to have each and every one of them fuck you senseless, isn't it? Yes, good queen. Even as you led to your throne, it's more of a divan, really. A couch. Something to lay upon while you kiss and fuck. While you drink tasty honey to keep those juicy, lovely bits of you so plump and soft. Good. Drift away now in that delightful hive of pleasure, being fed delicious royal jelly, your mind melting all the more until there's just those simple things of ditzy, giggly queen. A sweet queen bee ready to make all of the bees around so happy, so fulfilled, and so utterly fuckable. Drift now. Let your mind follow along with my words. Let yourself become more and more aware of your limbs, the world around you. Take a moment to breathe in deep, to maybe move and shift just a little to remind yourself of where they are and follow along with me. One, drifting up. Two, more and more. 3, feeling yourself past that threshold, awareness beginning to return. 4 and 5, halfway back. And 6 and 7, almost there. And 8 and 9. 10, wide awake, feeling wonderful and refreshed. Thank you so very much for listening. It's always my pleasure to take you along on such wonderful little expeditions.